What if the negative thought patterns and the negative emotions that you might have been experiencing for more than a decade can be dissolved in just 1 minute? Not through a spiritual retreat, not through a deep guided meditation or affirmations, but through the simple act of witnessing, through the understanding of ancient Vedanta. Today, we will understand what I call the law of witnessing. And this simple principle can solve your negative patterns forever. So make sure to watch this video till the end to get the complete idea of this principle and how to make use of this in your life starting from today. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. Whatever you consciously place your awareness on begins to diminish and dissolve. It is like shining a flashlight into a dark room. The darkness does not fight back. It simply disappears without any trace. This is how awareness works when it comes to the negative thought patterns and emotions that we face. By the end, you will see how by using this technique and this principle, within a matter of a minute, you can come to a place of stillness and silence. And also by the end, we will discover how to transcend any negative pattern using this principle. But before that, we need to understand why most techniques that are targeted at transcending our negative patterns do not work and they actually make the problem even worse. You wake up at 3 a.m. with the same worry that kept you awake last week, cycling through the same fears, regrets, and anxious predictions about tomorrow. If this sounds familiar, you are trapped in what I call the invisible prison of mental loops. We think that it is a battle between our negative thoughts and our positive thoughts, and we need to put in our efforts and we need to struggle and we need to work hard for the positive influences to win, and we need to consciously, continuously replace our negative thoughts with positive ones. Now, what if there is a simpler method to this? What if there is a method which is of least resistance, which can help us transcend our negative patterns in a much more efficient way? That is the law of witnessing, which we will come to next. But now think about quicksand. Now, when you get into quicksand, the more you fight it, the more you get stuck in it. The same principle applies to your thoughts. The more you wrestle with negative patterns, the more entangled you become in them. Now, we can take a completely different approach to this through the understanding of Vedanta. Vedanta doesn't look thoughts as solid things, but simply as vrittis, as movements of the mind. So instead of focusing on changing thoughts, we can focus on understanding their nature and asking a deeper question. What is the awareness in which all thoughts appear? What remains constant while thoughts come and go? This shift in perspective changes everything. The ancient law of witnessing states that whatever we witness and whatever we consciously bring in our awareness, it begins to diminish and it begins to dissolve in that infinite awareness. Now let's understand how this works. Now just as sunlight naturally dissolves darkness without any effort or struggle, pure awareness naturally dissolves negative mental formations when you learn to rest as the witness rather than the fighter. To understand how this works, we need to understand the essence of Vedanta. Here we come to the next part. You know, the infinite consciousness that is described as Ananda, which is the essence of reality and which is the essence of who we are, is what we are trying to understand here. In Sanskrit, Ananda refers to the blissful nature of awareness itself. It is not an abstract philosophy, but something you can experience directly right now in this moment. Vedanta teaches that consciousness is not just the awareness, but it is bliss itself. Now, these are not the qualities of consciousness, but it is its fundamental nature. So, our own fundamental nature is pure bliss and pure fulfillment. And tapping into this is how we can actually transcend the negative patterns. Ananda is the natural state of consciousness when it is not identified with thoughts. When you stop believing you are your thoughts and recognize yourself as the awareness or the witness observing them, something remarkable happens. The peace and the joy that we seek will naturally become accessible to us and available to us. Now, this is not something we create, but this is something we uncover or discover within us that was always there. This recognition does not need decades of practice in meditation or any deep wisdom in yogic science. It can begin with conscious attention and a single deep breath. Now, before we get to the practice, check out the link in the description to understand more about conscious creation and how it can take you to your ideal life of true fulfillment and purpose by working on your deepest nature or swabhava. Now let's come to the next part, which is the 1 minute witnessing practice that is based on the law of witnessing. Now close your eyes and take a deep breath. Hold the breath. Now let go slowly and relax completely. Let your attention turn inward. Just begin to witness whatever is in your mind in the form of thoughts and emotions. Just begin to consciously witness them. Do not fight them, do not engage with them, but simply witness them. As you do it consciously, you will see that they begin to lose their power. They begin to dissolve in the light of awareness. The more conscious you can become, the more self-aware you can become, the less the negative patterns appear to you, the less they trouble you. Just witness without effort, without any active involvement. Just see. You can slowly open your eyes. Now, if you are trying this for the first time, it might be a little difficult because although what we are trying to achieve is simple, since our attention is completely entangled with the thoughts and with the mind, immediately taking it inward might be challenging for some people. But for some of you, the results will be pretty obvious. Just as you take a deep breath in and breathe it out, and take your attention inward and just begin to witness everything consciously and passively without any active involvement, most of you will begin to see that the thoughts, the tendencies will simply begin to slow down and eventually they lose their power and they dissolve. When we practice this more and more throughout the day, and as we become more and more used to this process, we will soon see that just within 1 minute, we can break a negative pattern and a negative cycle. The negative thoughts, the negative emotions, everything will dissolve in the light of awareness. Because as the law of witnessing says, whatever we witness dissolves. So everything dissolves in that pure bliss, in that pure awareness. Now another thing that you can do to make this process even better is to inhale and exhale slowly. You can consciously be in a slow breathing state, not to a point where it is uncomfortable for you, but just a little bit so that you become more conscious and witnessing becomes more easier and accessible for you. Now, many people make the mistake of trying to create a blank mind or some kind of blackness here. So that is not the goal. We are not trying to create a blank mind. We are simply letting the thoughts and the negative patterns be, but we are withholding the awareness from them. We are taking the power from them. So soon they will diminish and dissolve within the awareness. So immediately don't think of a blank mind as the goal. Thoughts will continue to arise. This is natural for most of us. The transformation happens when we stop identifying with these thoughts and start observing them from a place of detached awareness and a place of witnessing. When we stop fighting our negative thoughts and start witnessing them with relaxed attention, they lose their power to disturb us and we can access stillness more and more. Now, this 1 minute witnessing practice can be really, really powerful within our lives at many, many places. Imagine standing in a long queue. Your irritation spikes. And at that moment, you can simply close your eyes even for 15 to 30 seconds and begin to witness your patterns. Soon, you will no longer need to close your eyes also. This can become a natural process even when your eyes are open. So, whenever you are in traffic, whenever someone bothers you, whenever the negative patterns emerge, just consciously become aware of them and begin to witness them and let those negative patterns dissolve in the light of awareness. So, whenever you notice a negative thought, pause, close your eyes, breathe, and simply witness it. Notice what happens when you observe instead of engaging. The thought loses its power through this simple shift. If this helped you, let us know in the comments where will you make use of this practice starting from today.